out for the name of Jesus. Amen. He said, up to now, you hadn't asked anything in my name, but ask the Father in my name. Yes. Do you realize that when you ask the Father in his name, it's the same as him asking for it? Praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let me remind everybody about graduation Friday night. I want to remind you again, come down and be with us. It's going to be a great time. And then rockets and all the other things, I tell you. I mean, man, time is flying. Good night. All right. You ever heard anybody say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything? Yeah. What they're saying is that if you're going to get anywhere or accomplish anything, you got to know how to stand in your place. You know, one of the secrets of success in life is to learn to stand in the place that God has put you. Even when other people want you your position and circumstances and situation are trying to push you out, you still got to stand. You know, one of the great leaders of the Bible, Moses, he had to learn to stand in the position where God wanted him to be. He had a lot of opposition. Exodus 14. I'm going to read NIV tonight. As you know, I read NIV, NLT, and New King James. I use all three. All right, Moses answered those people and said, do not be afraid. Now here's what you want, stand firm, okay? And you'll see the deliverance of the Lord will bring today. The Egyptians you see today, you'll never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Now, this is a miraculous thing that happened at the Red Sea. But do you realize that they had to be in the position to move when the sea opened? That's why he told them to stand still. If you go read, now we might say it a little different, but they were agitated. They were getting in fear because they had no, the sea was in front of them, mountains on every side. They didn't have any of the people, the Egyptians behind them. There's no way of escape. They're seemingly trapped. But he said, stand still. Stand still. And today, I want you to realize that standing in the position that God has ordained you will help you to experience success. Now, it may not look like it. It didn't look like these Israelites were going to get out of this situation. Hello? But God told them to stand still. That may not be still. Stand, you know, you got to stand in the place where God has called you to be. The place that God wants you to be can easily be identified. God has called you to stand on his promises. He's called you to stand in his will. Now, we got to make sure that when we're standing, that we're standing where he wants us to be. There's a lot of times that we have opportunities and all kinds of things come our way that we can move into, and it sometimes may look like, oh man, it's an opportunity. But we need to stop and stand still and see if this is really what God wants. Come on now, don't look at me like that. I mean, sometimes it's not easy to stand where God has got you because there's all kinds of other situations, even opportunities, even, and for some of you graduates, even ministry opportunities. But is this getting you out of where God needs you to be? Come on now. That can happen. There's a lot of times that situations will come along that will get you out of standing where God wants you to be, and you think it's God. You got to be sure you know what you're doing. Hello. But let me say this, when you know you're supposed to move, then move. You know, God called Abraham to a certain land, and it was there that he was blessed. God called Moses to lead the people, the Israelites, out of Egypt, and that's when Moses was blessed. You know, Jesus told the disciples to stay in the upper room till they be endued with power from on high. You know, we don't really know, but just from a little study, and of course, you know, I did go to Bible college, and I did take some of those courses, you know. Today, I was over signing annuals, and some of them were, I went by a table, they were studying for, I guess it was first year, and they were studying for an exam. And they were talking about the ology. They said, well, I said, what is Bible doctrine? And they just won't know. They said, we got to know the ologies. And I said, well, what are the ologies? And they started naming them off. And I said, you know, it's been a many years since I studied this stuff because you don't normally use it. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is he told those disciples to stay there. There were, and what I started to say is, and we, as you studied some of this, they figured there were a whole lot more than 120 at Golgotha. They figured that there were a whole lot more than 120 when he arose on the cloud, and that's after they had been told to go to Jerusalem. But there was only 120 of them that went in the room. They figured they might have been more, a whole lot more than that. Okay? But that's the ones that received the Holy Spirit, because they were where God told them to be at the time they were supposed to be there. See, God has a place for you, and when you get in that experience, that position is when you will experience the success that God wants you to experience. You see, I knew that I was supposed to come with this ministry when I left my father-in-law's church, Southside Assembly in Garland. Lynette and I, we were the associate pastors. I was everything. I did everything. Brother Tipton said, you do it, you do it, you do it. So I did. But so we left knowing that we were supposed to come to work with this ministry. But my wife will tell you, I hadn't been here very long. And I said, man, I'm not preaching. There's no preaching responsibilities. I'm gonna start my own evangelistic association, and I'm going to start traveling. And so I got my, you know, at first it was hard to stay here, and I finally said, okay, I'll just travel. And so I got my logo, and I got everything. I got my tapes, and I got the albums and everything. And then I heard the Lord say, you can tell her. She'll tell you. I spent my own personal money, bought all the albums, got all those tapes done. You know, and that takes time and money to do all that. And God said, are you going to stand where I put you? Or are you going to do your own thing? Didn't he? So I took all my master tapes. I took all those albums and all those tapes, and I took them down to the tape room at Kenneth Hagin Ministries back then. It was over on, the ministry's over on North Utica. And I said, here. And asked for a dime. I give it all to them, and I stayed put. But I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't. And I don't want to talk about you, so I'll talk about me, okay? And I'm not trying to brag, but what I'm saying is that if I hadn't have stayed put, right. Right. When things didn't look like they were going like I thought they ought to go, I wouldn't be here today. Neither would Raymond. Come on now. See, you got to learn to stand in your place. And like I said, it's not always fun. But it's always successful with God. And now you got to position yourself. You see, by standing where I'm staying, then I position myself for the success that God wanted for his ministry. Not me, not mine, it was his. See, 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, 1 Corinthians 15:57. All right. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, and here what I'm in reading NIV again, stand. What's it say there? Stand what? Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not vain. God has called each of us to be successful and to have a victorious life, but you're not going to get it if you're not in the position that he wants you to be in. Getting in the right position and maintaining that position is vital to your success with God. I don't care if it's just coming and sitting on this pew and working in the church somewhere. If that's where God has got you, then you're going to find success. Hello? Now, any position, now listen to this and get a hold of it. Any position less than victory and success is not the place as God has called you to stand. He said, I want it in John 10:10, I want you to have life and have it more abundantly, or to the full, successful. Victorious. How many of you played athletics? It, especially in football and basketball, if you're not in the right position, you cannot execute the play at all. And sometimes it's hard to stay in position, especially if you're playing defensive end on this side. And you make your, and you cut, and you, and everything is going away from you. You want to pursue, but you don't do it because you stay home, because if they come back, there's nobody to stop them unless you in your position. Let me understand what I'm talking about. Anybody here play defensive end know what I'm talking about? You got to stay in position. And it is not any fun when they're running everything to the other side. It's not any fun to stay over because you're not getting any tackles. You're not getting in on anything. But if you don't stay in position, then you leave the whole team vulnerable. Because there is a hole, because you're not in your position. You know, it's hard to stay in position sometimes with God, because we see everything else going on. Our friends and our people seem to be more successful, or let me put it that way, than we are. They seem to be doing more for God than we are. You know, my buddy over on the other side, they calling his name on the loudspeaker every other play, because he's making a tackle, because he was there in his position. I didn't get my name called one time all night. Well, you don't like that. But you see, even if you not getting your name called, it's you staying in your position that affects the whole team. Now let me break that down into the church. It's each of you staying in the position that God's got you in right now, even though you'd like to be in another position. If that's where God's got you, if you're in the parking lot, if you're working with the children, the youth, ushering, running a camera, singing, playing. See, it's wherever you're at. See, some positions are visible positions, and everybody sees it. Some positions are non-visual positions. And sometimes they don't appear to be very important. You know, I played defensive end. I played a lot of wide receiver. And you know, you're touching the ball, so everybody knows who you are. How many of you guys played football? You played down in the line. Center, guard, tackle. Hey, hardly ever get your name called. But there ain't nobody going to run for a touchdown if you're not there blocking. I'm not going to catch a ball from the quarterback if you're not there blocking, because he ain't going to have time to throw it. Hello. That's one of the positions that don't anybody talk much about. But personally, and I did some running back too. Personally, I want to tell you what. Those guys are important, because they hand me the ball and I'm supposed to go through the hole there. If there ain't no hole there, I get killed. You know, Emmitt Smith, you know, the Dallas Cowboy running back, he won the one year, he won the deal, gained more yards than anybody and everybody. And he bought every one of his linemen a Rolex watch and give it to him. He did. Isn't that right, Craig? He bought him a Rolex watch. Because he realized that their position is what made him what he was. See, you got to understand your position in the church is what makes the church what it is. It's all of us. Now, me and Tad and Bill and Marvin and Craig, Denise and Lynette, and then Patrick and Rich and Anthony up here and all these people on this platform. Everybody's always looking at them, but I want to tell you what, it's not us. It's the team working together. We have to do what we do. They do what they do. Everybody else is in their position doing what they do. And that's what makes the church what it is. Hello. Now let's expand that out a little further. What makes the family of God what it is? It's all of us doing what we're supposed to do where God's got us doing it. It doesn't matter whether it's in Timbuktu or Tulsa, Oklahoma. Or Lick Skillet, Texas. Or Bug Tussle. Hello. If you want to get some really names, go over there in Arkansas. Man, they got some craziest names of towns you ever heard in your life. They got a town over there named Toadsuck. Anybody know that from Arkansas? Don't they have a town named Toadsuck over there? They got some other crazy names too. You know, it's important that we all do what we got to do. See, a large part of being successful is standing in your place and being in position. Many, many, many years ago, before this church ever started, we were traveling one summer. And because I would travel after school was out, I would travel all summer and we'd go on the road with kids, and Lynette and I'd go out on the road. And so we were in Nashville and we took a tour of a couple of recording studios. We took this tour and we went to, and one of the guys in one of the recording studios, he said, you know, this town is full of singers that are better than some of these stars. But they never been in the right place at the right time. so they've never been discovered. Didn't he say that, hon? That's why it's important for you to stay where God's got you, because if you're not there in the right place at the right time, you're going to miss what God has for you. Oh, now you're getting quiet on me. Because you see, now you're having to backtrack and do, well, it's not what I want to do. Well, it don't make no difference what you want to do. Hey, if you need to be in the right place at the right time, so when God is ready to move with you, you're in a position. All right. Now, adversaries, circumstances, situations, tests is going to come to us all. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on your guard. There it is again. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. It's not easy when the enemy's coming after you to stay put. You know, I get tickled at some of these people that some of them, they never play football, and they're watching it on television, and they get upset at the quarterback because he didn't throw the pass or he didn't do what he's supposed to do. And I said, let me tell you something. When you weigh 220 pounds and you got 200-350-pound guys coming at you from each side, that's 700 pounds coming at you. I said, let me ask you a question. Are you going to stand there and throw the ball? For any quarterback, the hardest thing they have to do is to stand in that pocket when them guys are coming, and he knows they're coming. See, you got to have a clock in your head. When you take that and you do your seven-step drop and you cock that ball, you got to have a clock in your head that's counting 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. I better be rid of this ball right now. It better be gone right now, or else I'm in trouble, or I better be moving. Hello? Hey, it's easy to tell. Well, I don't know why they're doing that. I don't in the church. I don't understand them. It's easy to stand back there and tell what they should be doing. Hey, wait till you're in the same position. Then we find out what you're going to do. See, don't ever look down on an individual until you stand in their shoes in the same position with the same set of circumstances, and then let's see what you'd do. I hear people all the time say, oh, if that's me, I'd do so-and-so. Well, now that's what you think you would do. But you're not under the pressure right now. When you hit the pressure, when the enemy, now we're talking from a spiritual standpoint now, I use a lot, but when the enemy is pushing in on you and he's putting the pressure on, man, the easiest thing in the world is to tuck and run. Hello? You know, some people, they always judging somebody else. Instead of staying and doing what God's got them doing, they looking at everybody else and saying, well, why ain't they doing this? And why ain't they doing that? Well, why ain't you doing what you're supposed to do? Yeah. I realize that may not be good English for some of your people, but it's good English for me, okay? Sorry about that. That's the way I talk. I mean, when you look at me, you see what you get. I'm the same all the time. I don't ever change. How many of you have been members of this church for a long time? Am I the same all the time? Don't matter whether I'm playing ball or preaching. I'm the same. I'm the same. That's the way you're supposed to be. I get upset at these people put on all these airs and all these fronts, you know, pseudo stuff. Ugh. That's another subject. I'm running out of time. All right. You see, I said, judging people, I said, Romans 14:4 says, who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master, he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. See, you can stand because God is the one that put you there, and he was the one that keep you there. Then, you know, depend upon him. You know, Ephesians 6:13 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, and you know this, that you might stand. How many of you notice all these scriptures is, I got stand in it. Then you read on down 12, and then you go to 13. Therefore, put on full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And then after you've done everything, stand. You know, like I said, it's easier to cut and run. But you got to resist that. You can't find success if you run away. You got to learn to stand in the times of testing. Now, look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'm going to wait and let you turn there because I know I was going quick on the others. But I'll let you turn here because I want you to get this one. I'm going to read it in NIV. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Okay? Let me see. Let me look around and see if some people getting it on their iPad, their iPhones, their Bibles. I got it right here. I like to look at my iPad or my iPhone because I can go right there immediately. I can go to 5, 6, 7 different translations without having to get this book out and that book out. Hello. Okay, here we go. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. Oh, see, everybody goes through the same thing. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted by what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can escape. What does it say there in NIV? Stand up under it, the NIV says. Or that's what I got anyway. Maybe they got a different translation than NIV. Now, when you know you are where God wants you to be, then you can stand in his strength. Yeah, amen. Not your strength, in his strength. Hello? Look at this, 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He has anointed us. You know, anybody that's been in the military realizes that when a military unit is in attack mode, it is only strong as long as the supply line is there. If the supply line is cut off, they're weakened greatly. And it's the same way with us. When we're standing on the promises of God in his will, in the position where he has us, then God's supply line is there, and he will keep us, and he will keep us where we can stand from his word. The truth is, you can stand in your place, be in your position, because that's where God said he would meet you. Now, you go back over in the Old Testament with the prophet, and it says that there was a whirlwind, but God wasn't in it. There was this, and God wasn't in it, and there was earthquakes. There's all kinds of things. God wasn't in it. You know, that's sort of the way it is with us today. This is going on over here, and this is going on over here. Everybody's jumping, jumping around, you know. But it said just because you see a bunch of stuff going on, no saying God's in it. God was in the still small voice. Amen. What I'm trying to say is, hey, don't jump out of your position because you think something's going on over here. Stay put. Stay in your position. That's where you're going to be blessed. Somebody said, God will not put you anywhere. And actually, it's a paraphrase of scripture, really. God will not put you anywhere that he can't keep you. Now, there's not those exact words in the Bible, but you can pull that from different things that are in the Bible. You can pull that and know that God won't put you anywhere that he can't keep you. Hello? So, let's make a commitment to stand in our place, be in our position, and it's up to God to do the rest. You see, you don't have to be successful. But when you're in the place where God told you to be and you're in position, then God will make you successful. Everybody is looking for success. And we like success, yeah. I do. Everybody does. But we don't have to make ourselves successful. God will. Oh, yeah, somebody said, I know he will in the spiritual side. No, he will in the natural side. Look at the people in the Bible, Abraham, all of the different ones. You want to go check them out. Three Hebrew children, Daniel. God made them successful in the natural as well as in the spiritual because they stayed in the place doing what he told them to do, being in position. Abraham, you study him, he became known as one of the richest men in the area simply because he was where God told him to be, doing what God told him to do. Hello? Y'all looking at me funny tonight. But I want to leave you with this. Hey, I don't care how tough it gets. I don't care how much somebody says you shouldn't do it or you should do it or you should not do it or you should do it. If it's not what God is really saying to you, then stand pat. Yes. Just plant your feet and stand. Now I realize I couldn't play post in this, but in 1958 when I was in high school, in 57 in high school, I played the post position at 6'2" and I was tall. But there's one thing you're taught when you sit down in that, especially you're in that there, you're standing, you're firm, nobody moving you out. This is my position. And anybody that's played basketball against me and when I'm in there will tell you, if you come in there, you ask Tad, he's played with me, you come in there when I'm set in there, you ain't making no bucket, right? You're going to get the fire knocked out of you. If you make it, you're going to have to go back at foul line and you have to make it from there. And your arm may be hurting because I'm going to crack down as hard as I can on it. Hello? See, that's what you got to do. You got to plant your feet, stand firm when the devil comes in. Crack him with the word of God. Tell him, you're not moving me. I shall not be moved. That's the old song we used to sing. All the Pentecostals and Baptists know that song. How many ex-Baptists I got in here? I got quite a few. You know that song? I shall not. How many ex-Pentecostals I got in here? Yeah, that we all know that one. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, because where I come from in Texas, you know, you got the Pentecostals and the Baptists. You get anything out of this tonight? Did you get where I'm trying to get you, where you stand firm on the word of God? Where God's got you in the position God's got you in, knowing that then he will meet you there. Remember he told the prophet to go down to the brook. Well, the guy, he could have went a lot of different places, but it was there. that God fed. If you want to, in fact, all of you that have been Rhema students, you got that message called There that I preached a long time ago. I think they still give it out. Called There. There. I don't know how many times. There's where God met it. It's where God told him to be. It's where God's going to meet you. Remember Naaman? And he said, well, why I got to go dip in River Jordan? Why can't I go dip in one of these clean rivers? He said, that's the old muddy river. But it was there where God was. If you're standing where God told you to be in the position, that's where God's going to meet you. Father, I tried to stir up these people's fear minds to realize that they need to be in the position that you want them to be in and stand firm in that position no matter what. Help us all to realize that that's where your success and that's where your prosperity is and that's where your help is and that's where your healing is and that's where your strength is being where you want us to be. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody say it. Amen. Did anybody get anything out of this tonight? Everybody stand, please. Praise the Lord. Listen, if you don't know Christ as your Savior in this place tonight, you don't want to leave here until you know for sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you're here and you know you're not exactly where you're supposed to be with God and you know what it is, you need to rededicate your life, you don't want to leave here without doing it. If you like a lot of people that I run into as I travel all across this nation, they go to church all the time, but they don't know whether they've ever received Christ or not. They just go to church. Well, you don't want to be in that category either. The ladies are here. The men are over here as we dismissed. If that's you, you come down here and they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. In fact, if you need prayer for anything, healing, Holy Spirit, somebody agree with you about a job or something, you come down here and talk to them. They'll pray with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Sunday morning right here, 10 o'clock. Don't forget all the announcements. Connection team, go find a first-time guest. Take them to that place to get that special gift. You got something you want to sing?
I shall not be, I shall not be moved. No, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree that's planted by the water. And I shall not be moved. Oh, Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved in His love and favor. I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree that's planted by the waters. I declare tonight that I shall not be moved.
Lord, amen. Hey, listen. If you need prayer, come to the front right now. Remember all the announcements. We'll see you right here Sunday. Listen, I'm going to do my second part of It's Your Move Sunday morning. So come, expect to come, believe it. If you need prayer, get to the front right now. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm not going to be moved. What about you? God bless.